Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir. Bible Clubbers, what the choir just sang about is a message we should stow away in our hearts. God doesn't always promise to show us our whole life and lay it out like an easy road map to follow. He does promise to lead us day by day, one step at a time. We must just keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and He'll lead us in the way we ought to go. You know, letters from Bible Club listeners mean so much to us here. It's important to hear from you and know what station you listen to and when the songs or stories are a blessing. Here's a letter from a friend in Ohio. Dear Aunt Carolyn, your Bible stories are so interesting and given so well. I would like to know if they are available for Sunday school teachers. I teach a primary class. Would you please let me know as soon as possible? Of course we would. When we receive such a request, we send our brochure immediately about Aunt Carolyn's visualized gospel storybooks. These are ideal for Sunday school or junior church or Bible club and other uses. You have a heart-touching story and the visuals to go with it, all in one package. So easy to handle, and yet so delightful and effective with the children.
Have you ever written to Aunt Carolyn? Maybe you've been listening to the CBC broadcast for a long time, but you never have let us know it. It's easy to write us at the Children's Bible Club, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's the snail mail address. The Children's Bible Club at 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. But it's easier and quicker to email us at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. It would be great fun to get your email, so take time today to write me and send your email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. I'll be looking to hear from you.
And now, here's the choir, with a melody in their hearts that's ready to burst into song.
Jesus, sweetest name I know.
What a pitiful sight it was! Why, nobody wanted to go around that pool that was by the sheep market in Jerusalem. That was the most discouraging place in the world. Poor, sick people around on those porches, lying there, some of them in agony and pain, some of them blind, some of them crippled, some of them crying, some of them in despair, some perhaps moaning, some perhaps praying that they would be relieved of their terrible troubles and diseases and sickness and aches and pains, some perhaps even cursing under their breath that they should be in such a terrible state of affairs, but all of them waiting for one certain thing. For an angel came down and troubled the waters, and the first one that could get in the pool at the troubling of the waters would be made well. Oh, it was like a race whenever the waters was troubled and the bubbles began to roll and the waters began to stir, and they realized it was time. Then every person, feeble, helpless as he was, made a struggle to get to that pool so that he could get in the water to be made well. Now, as I said, nobody would want to go around a sad, sad place like that. But would you believe that that's exactly where Jesus went one day? Why, I'm sure he heard the moans and the groans, and his heart bled for those who were in such a terrible fix, and then his compassionate eyes fell on one certain man over there. Oh, he just lay there silently, not complaining, not having much to say, and Jesus looked at him. Oh, Jesus even knew his heart. This poor man had had this terrible sickness and infirmity for 38 years. Now, if you get a skinny and it hurts for 2 days, you think you're bad off. Why, if you were crippled for a month with a broken leg, you'd think you were in a fix. But this man had been helpless and hopeless for 38 years. My, there must have been a stare in his eye and a helpless and a hopeless look on his face that drew the Lord Jesus Christ to him. For you can know that Jesus has a compassionate heart, and he is always burdened for those who need his help. So Jesus walked over to the man, through all that other commotion and crowd, and he looked down at the man, and he said, "Say, would you like to be made well?" And the poor man looked up at Jesus, and he said, "Oh, sir," I'm sure he was appreciating that somebody showed a little bit of gentleness and concern and kindness, but it was a hopeless situation. He looked at Jesus, and he said, "Oh, sir, I don't have anybody to come and help me when the water is troubled. I hurry as fast as I can, but somebody always beats me there, and I don't have anybody to help me." What a pitiful fix to be in. Say, it's bad enough to be crippled or blind or hurt, but not to have anybody that cares for you either. That really would break your heart, wouldn't it? But Jesus cares, and he cared for this man, and he looked at him with compassionate eyes and said, "Rise up, take up your bed and walk." In other words, get up and go home. Why, Jesus had given the man an impossible command. How could a poor man been laying there for 38 years take up his bed and walk? If he could do that, he could have done it long ago. Oh, no, he was helpless, but behind Jesus' command, he also gives the power to fulfill that command. And do you know that man felt a surge of strength and energy in his poor old feeble body? And before he hardly realized what he was doing, he was obeying Jesus' command, rolling up his bed, slung it on his shoulder, and started out of there. Why, don't you know those people that had been laying there watching him for all those years looked? I imagine for a minute they forgot their troubles in amazement looking at that man. Well, it was just marvelous. It was just wonderful what Jesus had done. That man went through the crowd carrying his bed, just happy, jumping, joyful, I imagine, laughing and half shouting over what a wonderful thing Jesus had done. And then some old self-righteous Pharisees, "Hey, buddy, stop! Stop that! that man! Stop that man!" And he couldn't understand why anybody would want him stopped whenever he was feeling so good jumping and getting to go home. They said, "Don't you know it's against the law for you to carry your mat like that on the Sabbath day?" Oh, they were so concerned about keeping their righteous laws, they had no concern or compassion for this poor man, though. He said, "Well, the man who told me to take up my bed and walk told me to do it, and I'm going to do it." "Who did that? Who told you such a thing as that and healed you on the Sabbath day?" Well, later on, the man found, and he told them who it was. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, they didn't like their wonderful laws messed up because they thought Jesus had broken the Sabbath day. But Jesus did something far more miraculous and far more wonderful than those self-righteous Pharisees could ever even think about. He had healed that poor man, and later on he told him, he said, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." And that's true, boys and girls. There's something worse than physical sickness, isn't it? It's worse to be sin-sick. It's worse to be lost in sin and have your soul headed for an eternal hell, away from Jesus Christ, separated from the love of God, in darkness and in torment. Oh, you might have a wonderfully healthy body now, but what about your soul? Is your soul full of sin? Is your heart dirty and full of selfishness and evil and envy and naughtiness and disobedience? Listen, if it is, there's a cure for that old terrible, terrible disease too. And the cure is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He gave his life on the cross of Calvary so that you could trust him and have your sins forgiven. He says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." So there's hope, there's salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ if you'll come and trust him today. Won't you do it? Give the Lord Jesus Christ your life and let it count for him. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.